Marlene Castle's home on Buffalo's Upper West Side is filled with friends in the kitchen and latkes on the stove.
What smells so good?
Those are latkes, potato pancakes, one of the traditional foods to eat on Hanukkah.
It's a very bright holiday, isn't it?
Yes, it is. In our house, it's even brighter than most.
That's because her house is also filled with menorahs.
Where did you get that?
Traditional Hanukkah candelabras.
You know, I don't remember a lot of where I got those.
Lots of them, too.
Yes, I think I have 124.
This one, I didn't have a time to fill it, but it's an oil-burning one, and actually the flame comes out of the rock, which is really pretty.
Over 100 menorahs all over the house. Candle holders with 9 branches on each, one for each night of Hanukkah, plus a 9th used to light the others.
Over here, I got this menorah from Israel. It's Israeli stones when I was there.
Marlene's guests are members of Buffalo Hadassah, a women's group providing medical care in Israel. The menorahs are traditional, contemporary, whimsical.
South Park, my son was really into South Park, so here's South Park Kenny. He has a little menorah, and the other one has a dreidel.
A dreidel is a small spinning top for kids with Hebrew lettering on all 4 sides.
It's a little teddy bear.
It's a little teddy bear with a little yarmulke on him.
How did this all start?
Well, it started when I was a little kid, and my mother gave me a little baby menorahs. And I started teaching. I collected menorahs to show the kids about Hanukkah.
Do you have enough, do you think?
I think so. I just, people give them to me now as gifts. So it's kind of on the border of obsession, but it's nice.
The Hanukkah story harks back more than 2,000 years. Tradition tells of the Jewish fight for survival and the eternal light in the temple that stayed lit for 8 days on one day's supply of oil.
What does the light represent?
Well, that's the Hanukkah light, and the Hanukkah light is the light of freedom. You have to continue and don't let that light burn out.
Rich Kelman reporting for WBFO News.